There he is, Ted Jenkin, Oxygen Financial. Ted, you got what, some Black Friday tips?
Now, I want to know about this creepy financial advisor thing. First, I heard this on my way in today, and I mean, what list is this? Where did this, where did this list come from?
Found the list. You said it was the creepiest careers that somebody could have, creepiest jobs.
Yeah.
And then you
Morning radio DJ was not on that, was not on the list?
No, we were not on it, but a financial, you were number 16. Financial advisors is a creepy job, and I don't know why.
Well, not at Oxygen Financial. We just don't hire that. We screen them out. But I will say, probably for the record, that I've been at conferences that you got, there are a few weird dudes that are out there that just sit behind their desk and crunch numbers, and they are a little bit weird. Now,
nobody creepy at Oxygen.
You have two kinds of financial advisors. You have the cool ones, I think, that'll go out. They can hang out at a ball game or a concert, take you out to dinner. They're a lot of fun. And then you got total, yeah, creepazoids. They got pie charts, and they're looking at all this stuff, and they're sitting in there crunching numbers. But you definitely do not want to have dinner with them.
No.
No, you don't.
Because you've asked me to dinner, and I went out with you, and it wasn't creepy.
No. Was it?
No.
You were creepy.
No. Either way, I think it is not a creepy career, so I think I'm thankful for Oxygen Financial.
Thank you.
And now, the one thing that Bailey and I were talking about is Black Friday. He's one for deals. I'm thinking about going out. My mother-in-law actually even urged us. She goes, y'all are going to go shopping. We're going to go shopping. I mean, there's great deals around town, you know, and if you're looking at possibly getting a new home, you need things.
Well, I think it's a tale of two stories on Black Friday. You can either get really great deals, or if you're not well-planned in what you're doing, you can get ripped off in a big way and spend a lot more money than you need to. So, you know, between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's a tale of two stories. I think the biggest mistake people make is if they go out on Thanksgiving evening or they go out on, you know, early in the morning, is they become an impulse shopper. You know, they get in the store and anything that says sale on it, they think that that's a good deal. But there are only certain Black Friday deals, and then the store will also say Black Friday sale. And Black Friday deal and Black Friday sale aren't necessarily the same thing.
No, and if you're in a situation like that, to me, if you're the thing I don't like, and correct me if I'm wrong, is Thanksgiving. I think that is a sacred day to be around family. I don't want to go out and do these deals on Thursday. I think Black Friday should stay on Friday and Cyber Monday should stay on Monday. They should be that like that. Am I wrong?
No, the companies just don't care anymore. If they can make more money and keep their store open and make profit, they're going to do it. So there are some companies that said, we're going to shut down. We're just not going to do it on Thanksgiving. But there are a lot of companies that say, if you want to get out at 6, 7 o'clock, tired of football, tired of eating, and tired of family, come on out and start spending some money.
Well, what are some of the deals? What can I get? What is worth going out for this Friday?
All right, so I picked out a couple on here. Dell, you can actually try and get this online, has a 15-inch computer. 15-inch computer, laptop, and only $199. 15-inch screen, full laptop, great processor, lots of gigabytes of storage, only $199. So I think it's a pretty good deal.
Okay, so that's worth buying. What about is flat screens? I saw that flat screens were like $300 or something.
All right,
like
I found two of them that I like on here. I found one at Walmart. Again, okay. Some people will say they're not a Walmart shopper, but I mean, there's an Element TV there, 50-inch TV, 220. I know you're saying Element.
Element.
Right?
What brand is that?
You buy an Element, no?
What brand?
Not at all.
You wouldn't do it.
What brand is that?
It's an Element TV.
Okay. But hey, you know what? If I got a kid or a guest room, that's perfect.
$225.
That's a good deal for a 50-inch.
But actually, the one I thought was good is that there's a 60-inch LG TV, 4K, HDTV for only $500 at Best Buy.
I know that's a good deal. LG.
LG is a pretty good brand for $500. And I think that's, you know, probably a decent place for people to go look at it. Now, the thing is that, again, if you go, there may be a Black Friday deal, but there may only be 50 or 100 of those in inventory. And once they're done, they're done. And you may walk back and see on the TVs it says Black Friday sale. And that may just be the regular sale price. They go, they say sale price is sale price, and then Black Friday sale. They don't have to tell you that it's different than the regular sale price. And that's where a lot of people get ripped off when they go into the stores.
See, that sucks. Anything else? I know Cyber Monday, too, is all computer stuff, right? I mean, it's just like if I need a laptop for my kid or an iPad or something, there are deals out there for that.
Well, a lot of these companies today, if you get social and you go on their Facebook page or you go on their Twitter will run contest or you go on a Facebook page, you'll see that they have a lot of coupons and deals for their followers. So if you like a certain kind of brand, start following it now on Facebook or Twitter, and you're going to find that during the holiday season here, they want to give their best customers and also people that are their followers the very best deals. So if you get social now, you may be able to see some deals before Cyber Monday, which I think will be pretty good.
All right. Well, I'm very social, so I can look that up. What else you got?
So there are a lot of items that people shouldn't buy. This is a big thing in here. Now, I know everyone likes to get handbags. But, you know, if you're buying something, a lot of people buy like Coach handbags and things like that. I'm not talking about guys. I'm saying,
because the guys are going to buy your women. I don't need a man purse.
Well, some people do have a man satchel or whatever it is.
I've seen them. You know. There are guys that work that.
But here's the thing. If you're going to go to a place like Coach, Coach does not discount this stuff. So you may think you're getting a deal because it's this kind of season. But if you go to one of those upper end stores,
right,
they just don't discount items. We talked about this on Bailey and Southside a few weeks ago where we said sometimes the stores that have the rounded dollars where they say the price is $3.75, they don't do the whole 99 cents or, you know, $99. That's because that's what the price is. So don't buy those things during holiday time. You might even get a better deal after the holidays than you will during the holidays. So I avoid that and avoid winter gear. I know it's winter time and so people want to buy North Face coats, and I'm not saying North Face is a good company. It's just that those are not the places to get the deals on ski equipment and things like that. It's just not a good time to get the deals. You want to wait until winter starts to get over. But a lot of people will spend money on that now, which is not a good idea. And home furniture is a terrible idea. Your best deals will come after the new year here on home furniture, not during this time of year. So sometimes people get flush with cash. They get that Christmas or holiday bonus. They want to go out and get a new couch and things like that. It's a terrible idea to do that.
I'm handing out IOUs. I don't know about you, Bailey, but I'm just going to hand people, say, look, honey, I want to get you a chair. I'll get it for you in January. Here's a picture of it. And I want to get you a heavy coat. I want to get you a nice coat. Here's a picture of it. I'll get it for you in February. That sucks. But it's true, but it's the way to do it.
Look, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't like to do this, but if you're strapped on a real budget, when people hear me say this, they're going to say this is a terrible idea. But waiting sometimes to buy those gifts till right after Christmas time is when you can get a better deal on stuff. And if you're really strapped for cash, then you might say, look, let's celebrate during the middle of the week if family's going to be there. We don't have to, a few things to open on Christmas morning, but we have to open everything during that time.
Well, if you want to see what a beautiful man Ted is, Saturday you're on CNN with Lynn Smith, headline news, 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15 this Saturday.
That's right.
And what's the subject?
We're talking about year-end tax tips.
Tax tips year-end, and you've got gift cards for Bailey and Southside listeners. I'm seeing four $25 gift cards.
Well, it is the holiday season. This might pay for, maybe a small turkey or maybe a ham or something like that you need.
You can get a ham for $25.
You can get a ham for $25.
You damn sure get a ham.
If not, you can get slices of ham or something like that. But go to OxygenFinancial.net. If you go to OxygenFinancial.net, we'll take the first four listeners today. The gift cards are right here in the studio. We'll see who hits the website. We'll call it into the studio, and people can pick them up. And hope that everyone has a really nice Thanksgiving. So this is our chance to help a few listeners out and get a few dollars back in their pocket.
All right, gift cards waiting on you.
If anything, you buy some lunch meat with that.